Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, Felicjohnson, date of services 4/27/2023, date of birth 2/28/1965, date of accident is 3/16/2022. The patient returns for a follow-up visit with the history of severe pain in the head, which are more like a tension, more worse in the last few days. And she has a pain in the neck and the lower back. Neck pain is around 6 and 7, radiating to the right upper shoulder and arm with the numbness and tingling of the first and second finger, which is going on almost constantly. But there's no shooting pain in the left arm as such. Pain in the lower back is 5. Pain from the lower back is shooting to the right buttock and right upper thigh, which is almost felt like pain, sharp pain, almost constantly. Overall, the pain level is between 5 and 7, and 50% improvement have been reported by the patient so far. The ADLs are affected as follows. The general activity mood, walking ability, work, sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 7. Mood is affected 5. Rest of the system review comes from the chart. Please review that. Additional history comes from the chart. Substance abuse from the chart. Compliance history from the chart. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 150 over 101, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit of 3/29/2023, dictation number 0330-022. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is, patient has a consistent high blood pressure. She is referred to a primary care physician for management of the blood pressure. Her MRI that was ordered earlier for cervical spine and for lumbar spine is being going to be done tomorrow. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, that was incorrect. No, the MRI has already been done on her, and the MRI, cervical MRI shows cervical spine MRI, herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. And in the lumbar spine, herniated disc is noticed at L4, L5. And the patient has been advised in great detail several times, and including today, about the findings and their issues, the treatment plans, which includes conservative treatment to injection treatment to surgical consultation. And the patient chooses to remain conservative treatment, only physical therapy, possibly chiropractor treatment with acupuncture. She doesn't want any injection treatments for any of the spine. In the shoulder area, patient is found to have a severe arthritis in the joint, which is unrelated to the car accident. AC joint arthritis, unrelated to the car accident, and also diffuse labral tearing, and the rotator cuff was found intact. Patient was advised one or two injections in the shoulder joint can help. Other than that, no other treatment is afforded. Patient is provided the following medication, which is Mobic 15 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine number 4 1 daily for pain control daily, PRN, and Xanax 0.5 mg 1 or 2 PRN for anxiety. Zoloft is provided for depression, 50 mg at night, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, Lidocaine ointment for pain relief. The patient is also referred to functional disability analysis if she is choosing to file a disability, and counseling was ordered for her as well. So far, so good. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Please send this dictation to Maya Sternberg. Thank you.